We've done a bunch of reporting this past year. Amy Scott's done some, Matt Levin's done some, about how the pandemic has changed where people want to live and increasingly work, where, in other words, they want to buy real estate. Some of the hottest housing markets are in rural parts of the country now. And while it is true that more people left dense cities than moved to them last year, most of those movers didn't go far. Bloomberg has crunched the numbers. 84% of people stayed within the same metro area. So for this next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing, the story of one real estate purchase that is close to the heart.
My name is Kel Harvey, and I live on Signal Mountain in Chattanooga, Tennessee. In March of 2020, I purchased my childhood home. I never thought I would be in position to purchase it because that had always been my parents' home. And then once my father passed away, everything changed. My mother knew that she was going to be leaving that home. So she was having a yard sale, having an estate sale. So the house was becoming empty. And kind of standing there, the emotions of my dad. I mean, that was when it really started to hit me, was the realization of, if y'all don't have a really serious conversation about you buying this, then it's going to go on the open market and it is going to sell and you're never going to see it again. My wife and I were in discussion, and I was driving in the truck at work one day, and I heard the House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert come on the radio.
I know they say can't go home again.
I mean, that spoke to me, and that was just more of a realization that this was something we needed to pursue. Around the holidays of 2019 was when we really had a serious conversation about buying it, you know, what price and kind of more of those details and essentially working out a deal. Buying the house from my mother, it was interesting to say the least, but we did it. We went about it the right way. She had representation. We had representation. And, you know, we went about it like a business transaction. And it's worked out well for her. It's worked out well for us. It still feels, and it'll probably feel strange for a long time that knowing that I actually own it and then it's mine. And again, I never really saw myself living there, but it was an opportunity of a lifetime. We actually found documentation from the 1860s. That's how far back that property goes in my family. My kids will grow up being seventh generation to be a part of this property on Signal Mountain. I have the memories as a son, and now I'm making memories as a father with my son. If there comes a point in the future where he wants to own it or he wants to buy it, I would not at all want to put that expectation on him. I guess we'd just cross that bridge whenever we get there.
That was Kel Harvey in Signal Mountain, Tennessee. You can tell us about your adventure in housing at marketplace.org.